Well, you better watch out when you're out for a drive, cause that bearded old guy ain't taking no jive. Road rage sent us driving through town.
What we cannot see, often, we fear, or at least consider with suspicion. This is perhaps because it's unknown, and people tend to be frightened of the unknown.
Yeah, I need friends.
Oh, beautiful Sal was a stone-hearted gal, refusing to bill or to coo. But Clem was right smart, he appealed to her heart with that gal getting good old Mountain Dew.
Yahoo! Mountain Dew!
Mountain Dew will tickle your innards, cause there's a bang in every bottle.
Look, Ro, I put a lot of thought into this. The least you can do is keep an open mind.
All right, fine. Maybe there is something to this hypnotism stuff. You are getting shorter. When you wake up, you will be very, very short. Damn, see, that stuff does work.
For the purpose of education critique review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network presents.
Hey, it's time for the Nerdlings podcast, and Jersey Mike is back with his feet in the soil and the dirt of Las Vegas.
Or what is known as the strip life, right? What do they call it? Back to the grind.
Back to the grind. It's back to the human rat race, yes, as it is.
Yes, yes. And you had issues coming over here today. We have a gas leak. Now, just talking nerd stuff.
Well, yeah.
You got a half hour of traffic backup on the freeway because of a gas leak. But is it actually a gas leak, or they ruptured it, or is it just something they don't want us to know about?
Somebody did something with a piece of equipment, road equipment. And also, tonight's the night that they're opening the groundbreaking of finally where they've got their choice for the Raider Stadium.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
65,000 seat stadium, you know.
And yesterday was that 10K rock and roll.
The rock and roll marathon here.
My Geico hosted it, the insurance company. So that was 50 plus thousand. So Vegas is getting busier.
And it's fine. You know, it just seems like they've been busy. Him and Han, or where are they going to put the stadium at? Who's going to get the money? It's like, okay, everybody's got a piece of pie. We can now decide on this. 2020, it opens.
And another thing is, I was on the bus. I was talking to a guy about this. He's told me that I never knew this, that Vegas recycles 97% of our water.
I didn't know that.
No. So the shower that we shower in is probably recycled water. Yeah. I wouldn't drink it, the faucet. I would not drink the faucet water in Vegas. The soot, the settlement. Plus, now you find that it's recycled water. What are they treating it with? I mean, what? Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of that, because I had time. I was watching a video that had talked about 12 secrets in Central Park. This guy was walking around. But I don't know if it's true or not, but in New York, Central Park, the water that's in the lake, the arterials, that's all New York City drinking water.
How do I believe that? I'll tell you. Well, we used to get the water from the Jersey side. We'd get from the Hudson River or the Hudson Reservoir.
Yeah.
And it was some of the cleanest water in the nation.
Yeah.
Literally, you could drink the
literally?
Tap. Yeah, literally some of the cleanest water in the nation. I mean, it's treated, but nothing like most of these other areas are. Yeah. Who would go figure that?
There was an old episode of The Odd Couple with Felix and Oscar. This is with what's the name?
Jack Klugman
and Tony Randall.
Tony Randall.
Yeah, something about the episode, they found a dead bird. Or something, okay? And they were going to bury it. And they were going to try to bury it in Central Park, and they were going to dig a hole, and the cop comes along and tells them, no, you can't do that. So finally, Oscar just wants to throw it into the Hudson River. And then Felix says something like, you're going to need that shovel. Why? Have you seen the Hudson River lately?
But yeah, they stopped a lot of the dumping and the pollutants going in there, and it's really some of the cleanest water in America. If you look it up, it really is. You could drink the New York water. It's really actually that clean.
Yeah. Now, in the Northwest, I mean, because you got all that, it's supposed to be still some of the most purest water in the world in the Northwest, Oregon and Washington. But the thing is, there's some bacteria that can start living in the water, so you got to put a little drop of bleach in the water that you drink
to
purify it.
That's something.
Always carrying a little bleach when you go hiking or something.
Oh my gosh. That's how they have those you see them with the bleach or whatever they do when they go to war, they go to a pond or something. Yeah. The survival guys I watch.
I can't think of the name of
it's like a tablet. Letter, yeah, and they put it in.
That's an amoeba or something that lives in the water. Or bacteria. Oh, okay. It starts with the letter P, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, these guys, they put water tablets in there, and it clear. I guess it's bleach or whatever the hell it is. It cleanses the water, and you drink it.
Makes it habitable.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
So, anyway, we're talking about a new podcast that we're going to be putting out. I kind of talked to you about it a little bit, so I'm going to recap it. First, okay, so 2008, the recession, or I think it was a depression, happened. Okay, everybody loses jobs, economy tanks and all this. Into the 2 years, you see news stories, they're talking about comfort food. We're talking, you know, McDonald's or burger, you know, whatever fast food you want to go
Dairy Queen. What was the other one? Popeyes.
Yeah.
But now they have a healthy chain out, Chick-fil-A. You just got it here in Vegas. They're closed on Sunday.
Get your health food somewhere else. But so these news articles we're talking about, if you're going to have to go get this comfort food, pick a good choice. You know, this chicken sandwich over the burger sandwich or something.
Wow,
you know?
Yeah.
And so nationwide, Casey Kasem's American Top 40. It's usually on. I know it's on in Vegas here. It's on one station Saturday morning and Sunday morning. When you hear it, you are in a good area. You don't care what year it is that they're counting down. You don't care where on the countdown they're at. It's just bam, you're there for a little comfort. Casey Kasem was the narrator of the soundtrack of our life. Growing up as nerdlings.
Yes, he was.
All the time.
And the great thing about him, his voice is, it's like a soothing, nice breeze on a hot day here in Vegas.
It is. No matter what it is or where, whatever top American Top 40 you're listening to from that time period, it is that soothing breeze. It's what I've kind of dubbed comfort sound.
The comfort sound to your ears.
Comfort sound. So I did it just once on one of their podcasts where I did a little fake Casey Kasem, you know, just kind of for whatever the introduction was. I can't remember. I'm not going to go dig it up. But I've had this little tiny brain cell in the back of my head just letting this idea incubate. I want to do something because I do Springsteen Uniquities, Madonna Uniquities, which will be coming back next week.
And you have the Monkees. And the Monkees. Magic Mania.
Yeah. And so what it's going to be is I kind of just let it kind of like, okay, we're going to do this, all right? Can't call it Casey Kasem because they got the American, you can't use the American Top 40 rights, they got it. But I'm going to change the title a little bit. Fakey Kasem.
Fakey Kasem.
Fakey Kasem. I'm going to do the voice of Fakey Kasem. You're going to be sound engineer, Jersey Mike.
This idea.
And we'll just play with it. It's going to be, it's whatever songs we want to play from our nerdling time period. We'll introduce it. I don't know what the year, we'll just make it sound like it was five songs and just recreate that comfort sound that you got from Casey Kasem.
Because I think, I don't know, but they claim the economy is turned around, but I don't think it's turned around for most of the people. Just people who like are doctors, lawyers, dentists, ball players, you know. A lot of people have good jobs now, but the good jobs, you know, are gone, so we need some kind of comfort. So listen to us, especially with Fakey,
Fakey Kasem.
Fakey Kasem.
And we can't call it American Top 40, but I was taking each letter after A and after, A-T, we're going to call it B-U. Maybe the Casey Kasem and the B-U-5.
As long as you don't call it the B-O-5.
No, just the B-U, because B after A, U after T, the B-U. Kind of like, you know, hey, just be you self.
That's it,
you know?
Be yourself.
And I think it'll be fun to do. So we're going to, it's in production, we're going to have it, it should be together, recording it next week, and then have it out in probably about 10 days.
Like the song goes, roll out the barrel, roll out the Fakey Kasem.
But no Fakey Kasem voice yet. So, and then comes us to the other podcast that we're going to start in January.
Which is...
My friend Carl Driggs, who was lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders for 21 years, passed away in May. He was 68 years old. His music, what he did for people, I know the fans really needs. I've talked to his wife a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's doing well. His daughter Isabel is doing well. You know, as to be expected. You know,
I guess some of the fans will be a little soothed, comforted by that. That's nice to hear.
That's my thinking, basically, because in talking to Tabitha, Carlo's wife, I said, you know, hey, I want to do something to keep his memory alive. Because so often, a celebrity, someone who's loved in our notoriety of our pop world, they pass away and then they just drift away. Their memory, you know, you never hear from them again.
No, you just hear like music and then it's like 5, 6, 7 years come by.
You're an asterisk
in
a yearbook.
They'll recap it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this person died. And
it's like Michael Jackson died 8 years ago.
And he's alive, better and well on the strip.
Yeah,
the gloved one, the Michael Jackson.
I
mean, that's just
something
amazing
to keep his music and his legacy alive. So what we're going to be doing is basically, I mean, because me and Carl had a lot of conversations about doing a podcast. We were kicking around the title, which we're going to use. We're just going to call it Driggs After Dark.
You know, talking about that, why don't we have, I'm just thinking about that. We do Madonna, we do Springsteen. Why aren't we doing Michael Jackson Uniquities?
Do we have the time?
No, but I'll tell you what. I think the fans would like that because he's solid up on the strip. We should just do one song a week for a Michael Jackson Uniquities.
Something
I think
that's
a good idea. Just something different.
We could throw it in there.
Just to do that because I think people would really,
that's
especially
what it's
the
about.
Nerd listeners, would really get like, these guys, you know, might be chopping up the same dice a little bit. Let's throw a little new, like,
tonight's
pot.
Let's throw an MJ Uniquities.
Yeah, some stew.
MJU.
Let's throw MJU in there now. I like this.
One MJU
a week. That's it.
It's in there.
Because he has so much. Him passing away, Prince passing away, your friend Carl passing
George
away.
George Michael, Tom Petty.
There's just so many
Glenn
people.
Glenn Frey passed
away.
There's
just so many people who died that you can't tell them because you never got to be around them because they're so famous
and
stuff.
They're not here to, but we can still enjoy
it. Because they helped us so much get through our 9-to-5 nerdism.
A lot.
And it's like you hear this song and like, wow, this.
I remember that. I was at that location
exactly.
That summer.
Well, that
whatever.
Girl shot me down and that song at least helped me get through my
pain. Yeah, exactly. All right, MJU is going to be part of the Nerdling Podcast.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know why we didn't think about this sooner, but like you said, there's so much going on. But after seeing Michael Jackson, Prince pass
now,
away.
Have you seen the Michael Jackson 1 show here in Vegas?
No, have you?
Neither have I. No. I've walked outside, looked at some of the memorabilia in the windows. That was about it. Saw his socks, his glove.
They said he used to come to Vegas and shop and buy some of the most bizarrest stuff.
There's a few of those shops over on, there's that one shop that we were in that white, I think it's in the Miracle Mile
talked
Michael
about. Yeah, Michael Jackson was
there's
in there.
There's a picture of him in the wall in the store because they talked about his little plaque saying they shut the whole mall down so he could go shopping in there.
And he bought some bizarre
stuff,
they said. But that was Michael Jackson.
He was a nerd like us at heart, you know? You get down to it.
Yes, he was, because his ranch, Neverland, imagine that, having your own.
Michael Jackson got brought up because I was watching a video from, it was dated from March of this year, 2017, during auction of it. I guess they refer to it now as Sycamore Valley Ranch.
Oh, wow.
But it was this video of this guy walking through, riding the train, the petting zoo. And it's just weird because for me to look at all this, going, why haven't they opened? Okay, like Wayne Newton here has opened up his La Casa Real, or I can't pronounce it, whatever, his home as a touring thing, as I was like a living Graceland now.
Wow, that's cool.
You see this, and it's just like, what happened?
I think they
had everything.
Yeah, Wayne Newton got into financial trouble.
Financial problems,
I don't know if it was from gambling, drinking, overspending. Who knows? You don't
bad
know.
Bad investments,
yeah,
you know?
Don't know. The agent could have ran off with the money or the accountant. Who knows? And he had to open up.
Because he's got a valuable horse ranch and a bird sanctuary there on the property.
Yeah.
One day we're going to have to go over there and do that as a road trip.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be pretty neat because I drive past there a few times. I think it's off of Sunset and it's pretty neat.
Yeah,
just,
I drive past it every so often for whatever purpose I need to
like
do.
Like you said, what happened?
Yeah, because I'm watching this Michael Jackson video of this guy walking around. Everything's empty, and you know it's just set up for this auction. It's staged furniture. There's no more of his stuff around. This is 8 years down the road, and
they said when he died that his mother actually
Bug?
Yeah, spider. They said his mother, when he died, when they called 911, they actually delayed maybe calling it or something because they were so poor that they had kept their money in cash. They were putting it in trash bags.
I believe it.
There's a story about that, and they got rid of it because they just sucked everything out in cash.
I believe it.
I'm just like, wow.
It's just crazy. Watching this video took me back to when I visited Graceland. And to be able to stand out there front, and then you see some of these old home movies where him and Priscilla are playing out with these go-karts, these little, like, it's snowed, so they got, like, these makeshift snowmobile carts out there.
Oh, wow.
And you just look at it, just, he had everything, but then you just ponder, it's like, what happened?
Well, you want to talk about what happened? A funny thing. We used to go to the acting school here in Vegas. Yeah. That's no longer up. Now, one of the students... I'm not going to mention her name.
Don't mention names. Oh, yeah.
Turned around, and I'm eating at the buffet when it was open at the Palms. I see Michael Jackson's father, Joe Jackson, because he lives over here in Spanish Oaks. Well, turns out he was supposedly the agent of this young girl. Yeah. And he came over to me, and he had a little derringer on him.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I used to work for the FBI and I did undercover work. But listen to this. He gives me his phone number. This is true. Three times within 8 hours, the phone numbers were changed. They said, it's no longer in existence. No longer in existence. So I call, disconnected. And finally, one for a couple days, talked to the gentleman a few times, but that was it. So I could just imagine the obscurity that Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, and the rest of the Jacksons,
the whole Jackson clan,
what was just there and put through and whatever happened.
Yeah.
Because that is just insane, just from that little meeting.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you go on YouTube and you're on the sidebar, you see just video after video presenting evidence. Michael Jackson's still alive. It's like, I can't.
But to have a run-in with his father like that, I told him, I says, thank you very much for giving us one of the most entertainers in the world. He didn't even care about that or anything. But this was Michael Jackson's father,
Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson, who pushed the Jackson to go. So it was bizarre. But here in Vegas with the squirrel serendipity, you still never know who you're going
to
run into.
You never know who you're going to sit down next to on the bus.
No, really, you don't. You don't.
So, Fakey Kasem and the BU5 is coming. In January, we're going to be doing Driggs After Dark.
Now, what is that going to consist of for Driggs After Dark?
Songs from his entire career. And even dipping into the tapes I keep at the Mabel's Archives.
Oh, nice.
Of all different live concerts he did.
Now, did he have his own albums put out?
He has some. We got to get it started, and I might put, with the blessing of his wife, and because his wife and daughter is his family estate. They're going to run this stuff. Possibly the possibility of re-releasing his music.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice.
I want to run it past them and everything, make sure you're going to do it correct and that kind of thing.
So, yeah, because that's got to be very painful because... We talked to him one time, and the guy was such a nice, respectable gentleman.
Yeah,
really down-to-earth guy.
Whenever I wanted him to come into the podcast and do something or talk about something, he always was willing to do it. He was there.
Yeah, he was a gentleman. He was a very nice guy. I didn't know him, but talked to him one time, and what you told me the way he treated us on the phone, his music does need to have a legacy, and I'm glad it's going to be here.
Because he had the group Foxy, had the hit Get Off. We're gonna dip into his catalog and just kind of just want to get it out there because it needs to be done for his legacy.
Starting January, Driggs After Dark.
So that's all that. So we're kind of making this like a stew topic, you know?
Stew, like talking about the past, the present, a little bit of the future, what's happening here at the podcast, and the numbers are slightly increasing overseas.
I know we got a lot of veterans and military personnel who listen to
our podcast. Yes, happy Veterans Day past, and thank you for serving our country and who's serving currently.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I didn't expect, but hey, if we can give our military personnel who I support a little bit of American apple nerding pie from back at home.
I love that.
Here it is.
And we can just a la mode a little nerd little topping on it.
Throw a little ice cream on it. So I don't know what else to talk about.
Well,
I think that's a good short podcast right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jersey's back. It's coming to you. Stand by.